The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. We are thrilled today to have with us Nicole Granato. She is a certified health and wellness coach with a passion for helping people enhance their overall quality of life. While leading a healthy lifestyle is important, there's a lot more to it than just diet. Nicole's going to talk to us a little bit about her journey, and it's a story I think many of you may relate to. Nicole has had a journey with PCOS, like I have had as well, and really is on a mission to educate and help everybody learn more about it. So welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hi, thank you so much.
Well, we are excited to have you. I know many young women today are struggling with either PCOS or infertility. I see them in my practice. They come in, and I think for me, the biggest motivator is to see sort of the light kind of taken out of them as they're on this journey to start a family and to move on with, you know, with their lives or the next phase of their lives as they had imagined it. Talk us through what your journey was like with PCOS and what you sort of discovered along the way and where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. So my journey with PCOS, I really do think I had PCOS before I was diagnosed with it. I didn't really know what to check for, what was going on with my body. I wasn't getting my period. I had like really bad skin. I had noticed that my weight started to kind of fluctuate, and I hit kind of this depression that I think is very well, so obviously very associated with hormonal imbalance for women. And one day I went to my doctor and I just wanted to go and get a checkup and just talked to him and said that I wasn't getting my period and some of my other symptoms, and he wanted to put me on birth control. And then he suggested that we did an ultrasound of my ovaries, which is kind of how I found out I had PCOS. I actually saw the cyst there on my ovaries. And after then getting diagnosed with PCOS, I was recommended to go on medication. I was told that I could have surgery. I was told to start birth control immediately to just kind of level out my hormones. And something about that didn't feel right to me, because in a lot of ways in life, we're taught that like when you try and control something, it explodes in your face. And it's kind of the philosophy that I took with my body. And I was like, well,
how old were you, by the way?
Yeah, I was 22.
22, right. So,
yeah.
I mean, and I meet patients like this all the time where 21, 22, and the conventional medicine wisdom is to just shut it down, shut everything down, shut the hormone cycles down. So, that's where you landed.
That's where I was. Yeah, that's where I was. And I really didn't like the idea of controlling my body. I really wanted to figure out how to work with it, because eventually I want to have children. And even if you don't want to have children, just knowing that your body is doing what it's supposed to do on its own is so important for all aspects of your life. And that was something that I wanted to do. So I decided to do that through holistic nutrition and through supplements and just kind of changing and building a new routine around focusing on my body and on PCOS. A lot of what I focused on was digestive system, building blood, breaking stagnation, and working with those key organs to help make everything kind of flow better in my body.
Did you get some of this information from Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine? Kind of where? How did you figure out kind of what to do?
I read a lot of books and I studied a lot on Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and then modern medicine, and I kind of created my own method and philosophy. I worked with an herbalist as well, and that we kind of worked on different herbs that I could start taking individually, and then essentially from that we developed products that are detox, which are a combination of Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine, as well as like roots like beetroot and broccoli flour and stuff like that to really cleanse the digestive system and the kidneys and the liver. And then Nourish is our more beautifying hormone balancing multivitamin that kind of gives you, that levels out your emotions, so the emotional tax doesn't come and take over your body as much.
Fantastic. So this is a blend of different herbs, some of it from Chinese medicine, different, sounds like a lot of antioxidants. And you came up with this blend because of your own journey, correct, of what you had gone through?
Yeah, these herbs are the ones that I took to heal myself. And after starting to take them and seeing what an amazing shift I had in my body, I decided that I wanted to focus on this, and I wanted to package some things that women can start taking that are needing to just get to the root of their bodies, start cleansing and taking care of themselves and rebuilding on a healthy way. I feel like when we cleanse our body, we're just cleansing out. Maybe if you're on medication, or if you're getting off medication, or you just need to like cleanse your organs while still being able to eat food, which I think is super important.
Was there a particular herb that was more helpful than the others, or?
I think that they all really worked really well together. I know that guzuchi stem is one of our main ingredients in detox, and that one was really, really good. It was really the combination of everything together, because they all focus on different parts. So like kidney, liver, bowel, blood building, detoxifying the blood. They all kind of came together and you know, did their work, their magic.
Fantastic. So you healed yourself. Did you then start getting a regular cycle after that, or sort of what happened next for you?
Yeah, so it took me about 4 months. And what I noticed now working with women is everybody's different. But for me, it took 4 months, and all of my cysts were gone. I had started getting my period regularly after the second month of doing this. My skin cleared up. My weight became normal. I literally just turned into a new person.
Sounds like my story.
Yeah,
amazing. I had very similar experience. Like once I figured it out and figured out how to put all the pieces together, literally everything kind of fell into place.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that is so important is there's so much information out in the world now of like what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And I always tell my clients that what's the most important is to just go back to the basics of what health is. You know, it's eating real food. It's making sure you're taking the proper supplements. It's hydrating yourself. It's sleeping, not over-exercising yourself, and finding balance in a structure that really works for you, because I feel like there's so much going on and we're trying so hard to be perfect in every area that we can, that sometimes just letting go and finding a healthy balance, especially with your food, is the key when dealing with PCOS.
Definitely. I completely agree with that. So have you tried to get pregnant yet, or is that not on the agenda for you quite yet?
I personally am not at the point where I'm ready to have babies yet, but I do regularly check my ovulation, and I do twice a year go and check with the gynecologist to make sure everything's okay. And so I've been told now, and I went to a different doctor, that if I wanted to have babies, that I shouldn't have a problem doing so. And based
Wonderful.
On just tracking my body. So yeah. So when the time comes, I'm sure it'll be a fun experience.
So in working, it looks like you've worked with women, not just with PCOS and infertility, but even through the course of their pregnancy. Are there patterns there that you're recognizing as well that women could prevent from happening, or could, you know, maybe do one or two things that would really make their pregnancy easier, or even getting pregnant a little bit easier?
Yeah, well, one thing that we're really noticing is that with a lot of the medications that we're taking, and even just from just life, a lot of women are experiencing a lower level of cervical mucus. So I work with women to help build that cervical mucus and build like the vaginal walls to help the muscles be able to contract, which is going to help very much with carrying a full-term pregnancy. So we work a lot in those areas as well. In terms of getting pregnant, I find that most of my women that it's interesting. I have a lot of women that are been trying to get pregnant for a long time, and they'll start taking our supplements and kind of rejigging their routine and their regimen, and they'll find that a few months later they'll end up being pregnant. And a lot of it really at the end of the day is just, again, simplifying, creating balance and a routine and a structure and just taking it easy. That makes all of the difference.
So once one of us commit to that routine, I know you mentioned 4 months for you. I think for me, it was almost a year or maybe even a year and a half before I think everything normalized. Is there, you know, most women want to know what to expect, and many young women too. The question I often get is, okay, I'm going to go down this journey with you, you know, but if X, Y, and Z doesn't happen by this date or this time, then I'm going to go ahead with IVF or whatever else is out there. What have you seen in your experience? What's the average amount of time once you sort of commit to cleaning your body, detoxifying, and then, you know, really doing the lifestyle modification that needs to happen to make space for periods and children and everything else? What's the amount of time that you've seen it typically take?
Well, if we're just talking PCOS and menstruating, then I would say the average time would be about 6 months, give or take. With pregnancy, I would say that high goes up to 8 months. So again, everyone's different. I've had some women that have done 3 rounds of IVF and were unsuccessful, and 4 months later, after working together, became pregnant and had a full-term pregnancy and a healthy baby. And I have some women who took longer than that. You know, it's hard to say, but I would say for pregnancy, the average is about 8 months.
8 months. And you have developed, out of this whole experience, you've mentioned it a few times, you've developed a product line. Tell us a little bit about your product line and how we can find out about it.
Yeah, so our products are, you can go to my website, which is my name, NicoleGranato.com. We have Detox and Nourish on there. Detox, again, uses a kidney, liver, and bowel cleanse. I recommend people take it 2 weeks out of every month, the week before your period and the week that you're supposed to get your period. It's going to build a lot of iron and magnesium. It's going to help move any blood stagnation. It's going to help everything just kind of get in flow. For Nourish, that's the multivitamin. That one is, again, it's for skin, for hormones, for mood stabilizing. It's a really overall nourishing supplement, exactly what it's called. And then we have a wide range of different teas. We have a little bit of skincare. We're launching more skincare in the coming weeks. And yeah, we have a pullover. We have some fun stuff on there. So.
Fantastic. And listeners, yeah. As a part of Nicole being on our podcast today, she actually has a special discount for all of my listeners. Nicole, you want to tell them what that's about?
Yeah, sure. So today, for anybody who orders, we're going to throw in a gift for free. So it might be a tea, it might be a mist, it might be a serum. It really kind of depends. So we're just going to start giving you guys some gifts. So whether you order one product or you order 10, you're going to get fun gifts in there.
Fantastic. And do they need like a special code or anything like that when they go to order to get that discount?
No, we'll track it all ourselves. So you don't need to put anything. Okay. You can just put in your order.
Fantastic. Okay, guys, I hope you heard that. So you do get a discount on Nicole's products if you go ahead and get onto her website and order. It's Nicole Granato. com. Is that correct, Nicole? Nicole Granato,
yeah.
GRANATO.com. And she has really targeted and tried to focus in on women like me and you who might be struggling with PCOS or had trouble getting pregnant or even thinking about getting pregnant. This is a way to prep the body, taking from the world of Ayurveda and Chinese medicine. We prep the body, clean the body, rest the body before we jump into these major life-changing events. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We enjoyed it. And for all our listeners, take advantage of the special discount that she's offering. Thanks again for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.